Acoustic on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
The world is getting noisier, and our health and productivity is suffering as a result. At least that's what Julian Treasure, the chairman of the Sound Agency, says. So what does that mean? Is it too loud to think? Should we start working in silence? And what should we do about it? Rick from Acoustic Soundproofing, based in Wetherby, knows a thing or two about sound. But before we start asking the big questions, let's remind ourselves how incredible our ears actually are.
Well, your ears basically are pretty impressive. They're always on, even when you're asleep. You can hear 10 octaves, would you believe? A frequency range from 20 hertz low bass to 20,000 hertz high treble. They can detect sounds that move the eardrum as little as 4 atomic widths, and those are trillion times louder than that. So they're pretty good tools. Now, just to kind of refresh on a couple of the points, the technical points from last time, because it'll help us understand later in the show. Definition of noise is simply unwanted sound. A nice easy one.
So me talking to you, that's that sound that we want.
That sound, absolutely.
If the air conditioning unit was buzzing in the background, that would be noise.
That's perfect. And that's a great example to look at one of the other points called signal-to-noise ratio. And that, simply put, is the amount of sound you're hearing versus the amount of background noise that's trying to interfere with it.
Surely there are some things where, when it comes to health and well-being, it's good for you. It's a good tool to use.
Well, sound is incredibly useful for a whole set of reasons. But if we focus in on some of the obvious, well, I say obvious, health benefits, ultrasound. Ultrasound is like a little sonar. Probably the main one is babies.
Babies,
you know, the 12-week
yes.
check, how's my baby doing?
Lisa from the Stray FM news team, she's at 22 weeks.
Fantastic.
She's told us all about those.
At least one ultrasound. If you think about what's happening, is the sound waves are just going into the body and bouncing back off different density materials, and we're forming a picture with that. Another slightly more aggressive is something called lithotripsy, where we're doing huge pulses of sound energy to break up stones, kidney stones or similar. Huh. Sound healing, the kind of bells, the alternative healing remedies, that's been shown to have great impact on people who are on an autistic spectrum.
But while sound can do lots to benefit our health, it can also become the enemy in a world that's getting louder every single day.
Be aware of the sound that's around you. Actively listen to the environment you're in. An example we might not concentrate on would be babies' toys. Babies' eardrums are very, very sensitive. Their whole development, their sense of balance, how they're relating to the human voice, that whole thing can be impacted by some badly designed toys. Put a rattle close to your ear and shake it, and just realise that that's actually about 100 decibels. Some of the jack-in-the-box squealy toys, just be conscious of the sound that's coming out of them, and perhaps purchase a toy that's a quieter one.
I did a piece, actually, on the fact that children learn to speak later and develop their speech later in life because everybody's talking to them, but often nowadays there's a TV on in the background or a radio on. And that's such a confusion of sound because you'll hear, you know, Beth on Stray FM talking to Rick from Acoustic,
yep,
and their mum's trying to talk to them, asking if they want food. That's just a whole mixture of noise.
And that makes it really hard. It's actually identified by something, a phrase called schizophrenia. Schizophrenia impacts a lot of people, particularly if you're used to wearing earphones.
Oh, no.
And what it relates to is the disconnect between what you're hearing and what you're seeing. So if you're listening to Stray FM on your earphones but walking down the street, those two things are not matching. One of the reasons there are a number of car accidents with people wearing earphones or they walk out in front of a car is because they don't feel part of the environment they're in.
Headphones must be big culprits, actually, of problems. I know constantly there's a battle between teenagers and parents and people saying, turn those down, you're going to damage your hearing. Is
absolutely
that relevant?
There's a massive amount of information that says that those in-ear buds, as they're called, are hugely damaging to your ears. I could give you a whole range of numbers. 10 million Americans already have something called NIHD, which is noise-induced hearing disorder. It can be the first stage in leading to deafness. As 1 in 6 teenagers have a hearing problem, 61% of university graduates were identified as having NIHD as a direct result of poor headphone use. But if you want a guide, if you're 3 feet away from someone and they've got the earphones in, you should not have to raise your voice to get their attention. So if you're having to shout at your teenager, please, please work with them to get them to understand. Get them to listen to this programme.
What should we do then? Because we still need to be able to, you know, I need to wear headphones every day in my job, and there'll be people that need to wear headphones every day in their jobs or just for pleasure. Are the headphones that are okay?
It's all about turning it down or improving the quality. Those are the two key bits. So always buy the best headphones you can afford. If it goes over the ear, there's less pressure directly on the eardrum, so that's a definite benefit.
So what would the message be for people, and what should they take home from listening to this today about their sound environment?
Firstly, pay conscious attention to the sound environment you're in. Don't be afraid to say turn that down if you're in a shop where you're having trouble thinking. It's going to be in their interest to turn that music down. Put your fingers in your ears is a very old method if it gets too loud. That actually is hugely helpful to protect your ears. Buy the best earphones you can afford. Try to do over the ear rather than in the ear. Be conscious of the sound and you'll make the right choice. If it's too loud, if it feels too loud, it is too loud, get out of there.
Okay, so
I know
be
that
aware.
Sounds really miserable. There are times to go to a loud gig, and I enjoy a loud gig. But if you think about it, your ears are ringing for the next day or two. That's because damage has been done.
Mm.
There are different earplugs you can use. That means you're still going to enjoy the loud music, but doesn't damage your ear long term.
Okay. Rick, if someone wants to talk to you, you are an expert in the sound industry and you do soundproofing, is what mainly iQuestic do.
Absolutely, we do. Soundproofing is a kind of a general term, but it means we can reduce noise getting into your office space or home space, and we can make the quality of sound inside that space much more beneficial. Hotels, canteens, open plan businesses, noisy neighbour situations where we can help reduce the noise coming down from above, up from underneath, or sideways into your home.
Okay, how should people get in touch?
Give us a call. Our number is 01937 588 122. Or take a look at our business online, iQuestic with a K, OUSTIC.com.
iQuestic on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.